All right, Patrick Burns here with us for the rest of the hour. We could have him in here for 10 hours. And I can tell you, I didn't know he was coming in here with us because I wanted to get back into the Democrats and their plan to overthrow the government. But this ties into that. And then I can tell you, everything he's saying I know is true. But it's all true. And it's not an apology for Netanyahu. I got big problems with. Well, everybody's obsessing over Israel as one monolith. You have the main Rothschild Democrat Party Harvard mafia that is really one of the main embedded groups. And it's been declassified using that to attack Netanyahu. And so you can say, well, you know, great, let them all, whatever. But this is real thinking here. So you were explaining, like I said, there's three factions, right. Three big ones in Israel. You said, absolutely right. You named them perfectly from my own mind. We're simpatico because it's the facts. For people that don't understand Israel, give them the three factions.
Well, and I think of it as for Israel, the BB and the deep state faction of Ehud Barak. For the U.S., I think of three factions. There's the what they call Reform Jews, who a lot of Jews don't even consider Jews. They get together on Saturday and they plot social justice activities. The American conservative Jews are the people that I grew up with, and they seem normal and they're wonderful and they're great. You get to the Orthodox, and there are, and by the way, the Reform, when you get really Reformed, they hate Gentiles. I'm just going to say it. I grew up in academia. I had all these, half my great professors were Jewish. I picked up over time, they hate Gentiles. The left-wing Jews hate Gentiles. On the Orthodox side, some of them are great.
Well, they're allied with the Muslims.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. They hate us so much, they'll ally with Muslims to overthrow us because that's how much they hate
us.
And
all these right-wingers are like, hey, let's get the Jews and Netanyahu. And I'm like, you're allied with people that actually hate you.
Alex, are actually right. The people saying that are absolutely wrong. We see, and I'm not apologizing one way or the other for Bibi. I think that Israel had to do something after October.
The point
7th.
Is, you need to know the lay of the land.
You need to know the lay of the land. And in Israel, there's two factions to pay attention to. It's the Ehud Barak and Bibi. And I think that what Trump has just done is just doing over there is such genius. If he gets this built, this new infrastructure built in the Middle East, America doesn't have to go fight wars. If we have Saudi and UAE and Qatar and Israel together, the main event is to keep Iran out. Iran is China's puppet.
And we do it with development. And then, like, you were telling me this, I agree.
Let them keep
Bannon and then say, oh, Christians get a homeland too. Make that Gaza.
Yes.
And that'll stabilize it.
Correct.
You know, and Muslims could be there too.
But let the Muslims go to, you know, in the Ottomans, that's how Lebanon was. Lebanon was a place where Christians could live safely in the Middle East under the Ottomans. They wanted such a place. Lebanon, I've been going there for 30 years. Lebanon was largely destroyed it went from 60% Christian and everything worked and everyone was respected to once it became heavily dominated by Hezbollah. But Gaza, you could make that. I hear Bannon's out today recommending make Gaza the new Christian kingdom. And that would actually work and let the Muslims do what they want with Lebanon and Syria. I think you would have in time that people would want to be joining up with Israel, like the Druze. You know, the Druze in Syria are now trying to join Israel. You would have Gaza, if it was Christians, they'd be wanting to join in eventually to Israel. But it's not the whole multicultural thing. That experiment is run its course in the Middle East. It's not working. It didn't work in Lebanon.
So you got a Druze Christian area in southern Lebanon, and then the rest is Muslim up to Syria, and then Gaza becomes Christian.
Gaza becomes Christian, and maybe ask the Christians of Lebanon go to Gaza, and ask the Muslims of Gaza to go to Lebanon. I know that humans aren't supposed to be chessboard piece moving around, but we're in kind of an uncharted territory at the moment.
Well, that's what's always happened in that area, though.
Yeah. And with enough money, with enough money from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, they could.
But when you read the Old Testament, that's all that's going on.
Oh, yeah. 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 So that's the Israeli deep state and its relation to October 7th. So you can't jump from the correct observation. Flynn's correct that someone gave a stand down order to assuming that was Bibi. It's strong evidence it was Bibi's opponents trying to put it. And then in addition, that same deep state is two butts in one pair of underwear with our deep state, and we're absolutely involved with our color revolution and with the BLM.
Well, let's talk about what's about to happen in America in 60 seconds. Stay with us, Patrick Byrne, and your new book.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
From the new book, reported by General Michael T. Flynn, Danger Close, Domestic Extremist Number One, Comes Clean, Patrick Byrne, prefaced by Maria
Budina.
This is what General Flynn, and it's also the audiobook that he read. It says, through my work as a senior intelligence officer in the world of national security and special operations, I've known about the courageous work of Patrick Byrne has been directed to do on behalf of the United States government. And then he goes, you know, through the fact that it'll remain secret forever. But so that's why you're here.
That's because I know I sound like a nut job coming out of the woodwork and saying, well, I'm a CEO, but I also know about this other stuff. Everyone's thought of it.
Well, so, for people who don't know intelligence, that's who the real operatives are, as CEOs. And
it works different than people think out there. It does. So there we've covered Israel deep state and its ties to what we're going through now. What
a mirror of the U.S. So yeah,
mirror of the U.S.
So let's talk about
just like that, just like what they're doing now to
guys. Get that video that pissed Trump off so much. We started the show with yesterday before it was big news, obviously, because we're in the zeitgeist. You have senators, members of the House. Trump's giving you illegal orders, which has been proven he's not. So they lie. Rise up in the intelligence agencies in the military and stop him. And we know they've been trying to plan coups.
Yep.
And so Trump says, hey.
This is the playbook they've been running on BB. They're now doing on Trump.
Yes. And in his first post on X about this, Truth Social, Trump said, if you keep doing this, you get arrested and convicted, you could be hung. They all spun it to say, I'm just going to hang you. No, he's saying what you're doing is trying to get a military coup. That is the real treason. Here it is.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
So rats don't leave the sinking ship. Everything they've said he's doing illegal because there's circuits to it. CNN, you name it.
Well, what do you say if they answer, look, we're just telling you the law. The law is you don't follow illegal orders. Agreed, they're clearly, they're supporting it. But their response is going to be, look, we're just telling people that you're not supposed to follow illegal orders. It's kind of hard to convict someone for that.
Sure, but I'm saying all the surrogates say he's doing it. No, I agree. The point is they're trying to nudge this into there.
Can I give them a response, the people who made that video?
Yeah, please, look at them right there.
I'd actually like to respond to the enlisted people in the United States military and the good patriotic officers who remember their constitutional oath. If any woke people like this are whispering in the ears of your generals to try to get you not to follow the Constitution, the rules of the president, and legal rules given by the president, please just execute those generals on the spot. You enlisted, any of your officers try to get you to be persuaded of that, execute them on the spot. They're the traitors. And so,
by the way, you're telling me with your knowledge, until about the 70s, they taught enlisted that if you see the president giving an order and then a general by themselves is doing something, boom, because they're worried about infiltrators. So the point is, that's where we're at in their color revolution. They admit, rats, don't leave the sinking ship we're sinking. They're implying Trump's giving illegal orders. But the point is, we've now gotten into this area of maximum danger of them now false flagging Democrat representatives and claiming Trump supporters did it.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're setting things up, that they're going to do. They're going to do something violent and then say it was us and then tell the military, if you really believe in the Constitution, you should not take part in this administration. And they're going to try to split this administration apart like they tried to do to Bibi 2 years ago.
So what does Trump need to do?
Well, one thing is, we should reinforce to the enlisted people, anyone doing that is the traitor, and you should be realizing they're the violation of the Constitution. And if you execute those officers on the spot, I'm sure that the Trump administration will overlook it.
You'll probably get promoted.
Yeah, they should be. That's how they should. Not any officer. I mean, any officer encouraging you to disobey your constitutional duties.
Yeah, let's be clear. The Border Patrol and ICE arresting illegal aliens with huge rap sheets. Remember, they said those were unconstitutional orders. It's all been overturned. So the point is, they're trying to sow doubt ahead of them launching a color revolution, which they admit they're doing in the Podesta plan.
Yeah, they're going to lose this, because at this point, we know who all of they are. The patriots, the militias know who all these lefties are. They know who all their associates are, and they're all being tracked. And I think they're the last people who should want a war to break out, because I think that at this point, the Trump side and the MAGA side is much more ready.
Oh, I agree. I'm telling the left, don't do this. I mean, we're winning this peacefully, but they're desperate. Patrick, how do you see them trying to trigger something? Because, I mean, to have them out saying things like this, it's not just this, they're everywhere saying, oh, he's illegal, do something. What are they trying to get people in the military to do?
Well, they're trying to reframe everything that's happening. With them, everything's gaslighting and projection. They're the guys who hate the Constitution because they're social justice warriors. They have great big visions of the world, and they see this Constitution as a set of handcuffs. So they've been against it for 100 years. That's the essence of progressivism. They want to frame what Trump... We're living through a Bolshevik revolution. Trump, to stop it, has to do something muscular. They are trying to, ahead of time, reframe anything muscular he does as, oh, look, he's the...
I agree. Totally right. They know the regular response of a George Washington or Andrew Jackson or Abraham Lincoln would be muscular, because this is a real threat. This isn't free speech. This is an attempted overthrow. So they know the only thing that checkmates them is dramatic action. So they demonize the one move they know is victory.
Right.
And so then how does he walk that tightrope and do it properly?
Well, I think, and this is something Flynn taught me, the truth is worth dozens of Army divisions. There's so much truth he could bring out. If
he needs to go out front and address the public.
Let Tulsi come forward and present some things. So many people can't even listen to what he's saying when they see him on television. They're so deranged. Let Tulsi, let Vance, let somebody like that present neutrally to the public what they have. And I know
the Democrats are writing white papers and official Democrat battle plans, Podesta, and movies about civil war. The military joins them and they kill the Trump figure. I mean, they're literally foaming at the mouth, calling for violence. He just says, hey, you could get hung for that if you do it. And they're like, oh, God, you're starting. How do you respond to that? But not escalating.
Well, he's also got to move hard in the DOJ. He's been blocked by a guy named Todd Blanche, who I know he likes, but so much of this is happening because Pam Bondi essentially abdicated her job, like Jeff Sessions did. And
that's what I've been told by a lot of sources.
Todd, number two, is running it. He's a Democrat until January of last year. And he's operating on, let's see how much we can slow everything down. He's the guy. So Trump orders Tina to be brought out. He could have Tina Peters out today. Legally, he could have him out today in a federal protection program. Instead, the guy, he's temporized.
She's a witness to fraud.
She's a witness.
So you have the Soros leader in Colorado leaks publicly the codes. She exposes it. She goes to jail.
Yep. And what people are going to learn is when they understand that we really do have everything about 2020, we know what happened. Tina's information was very key to that. So the woman who put herself on the line, and she wasn't even a diehard Trumpian when this started, but she was 6 months into 2021 before she...
She said, let me see. She was the official. She went and plugged in and saw the fraud. Right. Like, oh, God, here it is.
She realized, and so she kept it.
I mean, if the head election official can't expose fraud, who can?
Yeah. They want to go after... So the same kinds of elements have a group. I talked about it the other day on you. Something states... United Democracy something, and they have another think tank. I talked about it on your show 2 days ago, where they were all lined up. So anybody who tried, any lawyer on our side who tried to look into anything, they were all hit, you know, with their lawfare attacks.
These- when Trump got reelected in November last year, remember, all the usual suspects, the top Democrat lawyers, said any lawyer working for Trump or helping him, we're going to take your license and put you in jail later.
They're going to try to hang everybody for treason. I think they literally, we know that the law offices that Trump cut off in D.C., they're spending their time. We have people inside who are letting us know. They're spending their time running up indictments on all of us. You know, I was told after after Biden came to power, January 20th, 2021, somebody in the U.S. government told me, Patrick, Antifa has a list of 700 people on it that have no future in the United States. And they're all going to be asked to leave. But there's a dozen of them who have a gold star and they get killed and you're one of the gold stars. You probably got a gold star too, Alex. But 700 people, if Antifa's revolution had been successful, 700 Americans who were probably guys, you know, recognizable names on our side who pushed back at all would all have been gone into exile. Maybe some of the, you know, Trump has given a nice offer, I hear, it's that Maduro and his team can leave and not face prosecution and live out their days in comfort somewhere. Maybe these Bolsheviks we're fighting here, the Jake Sullivan, the Avril Hines, all the Biden and Obama crowd, maybe they should be given an offer. They can leave with their money. If it was worth avoiding a civil war.
No, that's always the smart
move.
Would
you agree to let these guys leave?
I would, yeah.
Yeah. You're not that vindictive. I would.
Well, no, I mean, the Romans did it. The Greeks did it. Every group did it to not have the, we did it with Napoleon. You always give them an offer to stop the bloodshed. Like, we're going to win, but if you drag it out, it's going to be hurtful for everybody, the general public. So we're going to send you, you know, into absentia, basically.
Yeah, works. So I would support something like that, but there's...
But how do you see it unfolding? Because I don't see them giving up.
They're not... What Trump has to do is bring the truth out. Bring the truth out about Venezuela. They could do it in an hour. You know, the president has the right to take over the airwaves anytime he wants. Take over the airwaves for 2 hours. Have not him, because 45% of the country can't listen to any word that comes out of his mouth. They can't crack it. Have somebody that is like JD, like Tulsi, present what they know, and I know what they know, present that, and the Americans will be clamoring for something muscular.
And let's
Trump,
be clear.
Why haven't you done anything?
The president has these powers as the only person popularly elected in the country, and then it got expanded by the left over the years as they weakened the president themselves, but one of the powers of the president, the bureaucracy. That's why they're so scared that Trump could use these powers right now.
Yes. Well, hoist on their own petard. Trump has all the power. This is something that I know, I don't want to speak for General Flynn, but something that I know frustrates him when we talk, and it has been this way since December 18th, 2020, is he says Trump's people don't make clear to him all his options and all his real powers. He has extraordinary powers that could handle this quickly, but he doesn't have enough people. He has lawyers within him.
But remember, outfit. Trump said 6 months ago over at Mar-a-Lago when he gave Flynn an award. I was invited to the event. I should have gone. He's like, Flynn's so great. I tried to hire him back, but, you know, he doesn't work for the government officially, but boy, he advises me. And I asked Flynn that question, and he wouldn't answer it. But I get it. He could probably do more outside the system than within it. But I mean,
I view him as sort of the high school guidance counselor to this administration. People in the administration, not Trump. I'm talking about other people who, when they need, he's so experienced. He said that when they need some help, so he acts as sort of a Gandalf. You called him a Gandalf to all of our movements.
Yeah.
He's been a Gandalf. He wanted to stay out of government. He told me he's got a lot more flexibility this way.
Well, how do we quantify for listeners how dangerous this is?
We're hanging by a thread. We're hanging by a thread, but it's gotten better. It's not at all hopeless. In fact, no, we were 4 years ago, we were hanging by a thread. Now we've got a nice, clean rope we can climb up. We're good. We're so much better.
But we got to climb.
We got to climb. We got to work.
All right, let's talk about your book. I saw the new film. It's amazing. And you know, like you said, you never wanted to be known, but it's that's people go, why is a businessman involved in this? You started getting recruited by intelligence agencies, you name it. How did it first happen? You go through it in the book, and then you were kind of, like you said, stars in your eyes. Just, oh, the U.S. government's good. I help them. Then you ended up turning against Hillary and helping bring her down.
Right. And I thought I was so I was it started. I was a student in China in 1983 for a year, and in Southeast Asia after that. So, and while I was in China, somebody, another person from another country, approached me and asked me. We became friends, and they eventually asked me if I could get a letter to the government, which I did. And I thought that was the end of it. 5 years later, I was asked to basically. By the general who was charged with reestablishing relations with Vietnam, a very decent, humanitarian, wonderful guy, General Jack Vesey, he asked me if I would go over. I was a graduate student studying development economics, and I spoke French and Chinese, and I knew the Indo-Chinese history very well, and go over and do a survey on some humanitarian projects that the U.S. Department of Defense could fund that would sort of be a good first step in moving and reestablishing relations. So I did
Which
that.
Which we've now done.
Well, oh, yeah, 94, about 6 years later we did. But that
became, well, the biggest success is Vietnam now.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And, you know, Vietnam, like Iran, when you're in Asia, the people who are most like us are Vietnamese. And the people in the Middle East, most like us, are Iranians. So what a shame we ended up in these two terrible wars. The Vietnamese are wonderful, and they're a great check. Again, you know, the French all over in their colonies all over the world, they took Vietnamese and made them administrators everywhere. Because the Vietnamese are just so, they're a wonderful mixture of Confucian and Buddhist and Christian. They're just great. Anyway, so... where was I? I'm going off on all these sides.
No, so you're set on a mission by the Pentagon.
I was set on a mission. I did this. I helped. I came back with a report on a couple dozen humanitarian things, about $300,000 they could spend. They went and did it, and it helped. After that, my name became known in circles of people who knew they could ask me. National Security Council types people, and then especially after 9/11, it became a very big part of my life. There were years I felt that. Overstock was like almost a cover job because I was spending so much of my life, but it had to do with everything was related about peace. And as somebody explained to me once from the National Security Council asking me to go to a bad part of the world and find somebody and befriend them. And he said, you know, I said, don't you folks have professionals to do this? And the guy said, Patrick, in this world, sometimes before certain kinds of people talk, other kinds of people need to talk. You're that other kind of person. So that's what my...
But you actually study intelligence. 90% of it is unofficial. You met people that are already in business or successful. You don't just take the average people you've got. They're mainly behind desks. You find professional people, doctors, scientists, business people. That's who real intelligence is.
Yes. Although my emphasis was always, I didn't want to be involved in intelligence. And so there was a red line for me with CIA. And I'll drop a big thing on you here in a moment. I didn't want anything to do with CIA, but anything else that had to do with peace. And I'm talking about, you know, once a year, someone knew.
And that's because you were more of like a liberal back then. You didn't want to be involved in war.
I'm a Milton Friedman kind of libertarian.
Classical liberal.
Classical liberal. War's bad. War's bad. If you've seen war, nobody, it's, we don't want it.
Plus the CIA double crosses their people.
And in 2006, somebody took me to lunch from high up in the government, a female, and asked me if I'd done such nice things for years, would I be more interested in taking some high-speed orders from a high-speed group? And I said, sure, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with the CIA. 7 years later, that woman emerged as John Brennan's protege. So I think from 06 forward, occasionally I was actually getting orders from Brennan and didn't know it, which is why I know a bunch of things I'm not supposed to know. And that's
the classic deniability. They love operatives that don't know what even agency they're working for.
I thought I was working for the National Security Council, for somebody in the State Department, and somebody would ask me. It turns out it was Brennan. And I started by 2012, I started realizing, or 2010 even, things were fishy. Things were fishy. And by 2015, they were having me bribe Hillary Clinton. And I'm sure I've told you that story about how I bribed.
And that was the Democrats having it do it for
them. Barack Obama, when I took the orders, I said, who is this coming from? And I said, I need a piece of paper for this. So they said, come back in a couple of days. And a few days I came back. They said, we can't give you a piece of paper. But the director says, if you go to D.C., you can be shown a piece of paper. I said, so this comes from Director Comey. And two federal agents said, and I said, Director Comey and the president and two federal agents, Director Comey and President Obama and two federal agents said, so I did it. I set her up for an $18 million bribe, which turned out to be so he could blackmail her. This What's the?
Because it's well known those two were fighting with each other.
They hate each other. The big thing to know is this is a coup that started Thanksgiving of 2015, and it was Barack Obama, Comey, and Brennan against Hillary Clinton, and then Trump won in a fluke, and it morphed into this Russian collusion delusion. And I'm saying that as the guy they had bribing Hillary and shagging Maria. It's not a theory. I was in the middle of all. There's pictures in this book of that document a bunch of this stuff. That's why I'm in the middle of it all.
Yeah, you shagging the Russian spy. There really wasn't.
No, well, and there were two different periods. And the first period, we were shagging. The second period, I played this little game that if you've read the book, you know about the rape and murder stuff, all that story. I don't want to scare your visitors again. But that's another big secret. How do you know I'm telling the truth? The National Archives, I'm told, has a presidential finding signed by Barack Obama telling them to overlook what they believed was Maria Butina had an aggravated rape and might be murdered because they needed us to continue this whole coup. I set up this coup. I didn't know. I thought I was helping doing something legitimate, and I started figuring out what I was in the middle of. When I went to Congress, here's what bothers me about Ratcliffe. Very decent man from Texas. Current CIA director. I went to see 17 months into Trump's first term, 17 months, I went to see him secretly, and I laid out, look, I'm in the middle of this, and started explaining how it was all working. This could all have been stopped 18 months into Trump's first term. I had no help from him. He stalled me. He sold me out. Turns out, I think he sold me out, because as soon as I did that, to be honest, I went back to Utah. The other government people I had to occasionally deal with, when I met with them, they all knew, but they didn't say. Looking back,
Trump did.
No, I'm talking about the government.
Ratcliffe
had sold me out. I brought this.
And he had Tulsi's job then.
He was a congressman then. He was on the Nunes committee.
Became that later.
And I think I gave him this information when I went back to Utah. The government people I was dealing with knew that I could tell they'd gotten word that I was whistleblowing on them. And it broke our relationship. We never talked again. We had a big breakup, which was fine with me. I was trying to get a peaceful way out. But I gave Ratcliffe all the information he needed as a congressman on Nunes' committee 17 months into Trump's first term. And I got stalled and hidden. He said, we're going to bring you in. We're going to put you under oath. He stalled me. He stalled me until Barr came in. Then they turned me over to Barr. Barr told me, if you just stay quiet, we're going to arrest hundreds. You're going to see us arrest 100 people if you just stay quiet. And they stalled me through 2019 and 2020. Anyway, it's so bad. It's hard to believe the amount of corruption I've.
So when we come back, I want to talk about what Trump needs to do now in your view. And who is good from your perspective? I don't, none of us know exactly, but and who is bad and what President Trump needs to do.
Love it.
But I tell you, it's very heartening. I had Mark Mitchell, the top pollster in the world, on last week, and the White House saw it. They called him up there. They met with him for 2 hours, the vice president, the president. And on not Trump's actions, but his messaging, they really listened. I've even seen the messaging, change, because even before they met with him, they saw the interview. To me, it just shows, in a way, Trump's very sophisticated, but also he's so real, in that so many times, I can't remember them all, we've been able to move the needle with good information to him.
Oh, yeah.
Which just shows how real he is.
I think he gets a lot of information from you, which bypasses. I know we're all, when we come back, I'll tell you how all kinds of information has been gummed up from him and how things that are now happening should have happened 2 months into his administration because of pushback from the CIA.
Well, it was in the news in the first admin that just stuff I'd tell him or have him sent or the show, they knew it was seen. They had notes. They said when they brought in the new chief of staff, they go, his main job is keeping Trump away from Alan Jones.
Really?
And it wasn't that I was that special. I was just the only person, other than like Flynn and a few others, willing to tell him what was going on. That's why they were pissed. We'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. It has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By viewers and listeners like you out there right now. I cannot do it without you. And we need funds to continue on with the new network that's been built and the legal battles to try to win this. There's still a chance we can save InfoWars the next month, but we don't know. It's going to be spectacular if we do get shut down. Everybody's going to go, wow, we heard about this forever because they've been trying so hard. So listen, biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. I say this with my methylene blue stained hands here, having some during the break. Black Friday comes early sale. Buy one, get one free. All supplements. This is the biggest sale we have ever had. All supplements, buy one and get any other supplement, one that even costs more money, absolutely free. The bovine colostrum, the Irish sea moss, the methylene blue. Plus, for limited time only, ultramethylene red, a small amount was held back as backup. They're going to sell that right now. Don't miss out. This offer ends next Friday, November 28th, and it funds the operation, thealexjonesstore.com, and we need your support. Massive sale, also 25% off on all of the Patriot apparel, the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. It's quite the adventure. And there's a bunch of other big specials. It gets more and more ridiculous. We need your support, thealexjonesstore.com. Also, a limited run at infowarsstore.com. It's back in stock, the very strongest turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, and the very best Ultimate Fish Oil. It's 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. So, Patrick, looking at Trump, you know, 10.5 months in, all that's happening, the Epstein thing blowing up the Democrats' face, they call everything an Epstein file, grand juries, they say they want it, Trump says release, Democrats block it. Now, Epstein's emails, he's attacking Trump constantly. It implicates Joaquin Jeffries and all these other people, and the head of Harvard is a Chinese spy. But then still, talking to Congress people, and Trump's already said this publicly, partially, hey, a lot of people on the list are innocent. They're just implicated. There's nothing even being said there. This is all raw stuff. Now he's like, okay, go ahead and release it. But still, by extension, it connects him to that. And I've talked to members of Congress that have seen what's in there, the 20,000 emails that now have been sent to Bondi to have intelligence stuff taken out. And they're like, no, it's 99% Democrats. It's them at the pedo island. It's them with money laundering. It's payoffs. It goes way further than just Larry Summers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At Harvard. So then what should Trump do? Where do you see this going?
Well, and just to reinforce your point, here's Jeffrey Epstein writing to Ehud Barak, the guy we've been talking about, writing to him saying, now you can understand why Trump wakes up in the middle of the night sweating when he hears you and I are friends. In other words, Epstein and Ehud Barak and that crowd are one. And they're against Trump and they're against Netanyahu. What should he do? First of all, I think his appointments should be right out of the military now, especially about 3,000 people across the government that got there through ram specking have to be gone. Replace everybody out of the military. From the military, we need to militarize because they at least know what the Constitution reads. They're not, and what their obligations are. That'd be a start. He has to do Venezuela. I'm like you. I'm not a regime change guy, but destroying the Venezuelan government is more important than us entering World War I. It's the most important war we've been in since the revolution. Venezuela overthrew us. They conquered us. November 2020, they conquered us. That through this fake election, they installed a dope who then opened the gates to the city, let their army come in, 10 million military-age men. And last November 2024, it was just them putting the padlock in the door. They slipped. We're never getting another. A very strange confluence of events is the only reason that we got, besides we got Trump. And Trump has this ability to connect to the world that the past is we've never seen. But also something happened that fumbled their attempt to put a padlock on the door. We're going to be back here in 4 years. This is the end of the republic if Trump doesn't get muscular. He should get rid. He should stop. And so that to me. So who does he have at top flight? I think Tulsi's top flight. I think J.D. is very J.D. Vance is. All these people have become brands like Madonna. I love Tulsi. I love J.D. I think Rubio has been a real surprise to me. I was worried that Rubio might not stand up to Venezuela. He's turned out to be a great asset. Peter Hegseth. I mean, so that's the crew. And, you know, Sue, what are your thoughts on Susie Wiles? Because I've heard it go both ways. But I have a positive and negative.
I mean, I know Trump likes her. She's helped getting things organized. I know a lot of stuff gets blamed on her. But they kind of use popular stuff to attack people the deep state doesn't like either. Like, oh, J.D. Vance is bad all day. He's done a great job behind the scenes. So the truth is, I don't know. But I know people directly involved. And it's not Ed Martin. Because he talked about my cases, that was it. But from other people, they say, no, he's killing everything. Todd Blanche is definitely bad.
Yeah. Susie Wiles, I've heard all the bad things for 4 years, and she called me and Flynn the clown car 3 years ago, 4 years ago, because we wouldn't drop election 2020. She didn't believe in any of it. She did something in early October in Mar-a-Lago that she changed her mind, and she saved things. So as mad as people get about Susie Wiles, and I've got I wouldn't. Anyway, she did something in early October. She opened her eyes first at everyone in Mar-a-Lago. She was the one who opened her eyes to what we were saying about these machines. And she took the appropriate steps such that once we proved to be correct, it's actually what saved. I mean, she saved. So she's not, she should not be dismissed as a bad person. She definitely is on Trump's side and did something heroic in early October that tells me she's on the right side. So he's got a real good core team like that. I'm very surprised, pleasantly surprised with Rubio. You know, he was friends. He was college roommates with some unsavory guy and some people who've gone to prison. I was afraid he might be. You know, there's a bunch of another thing Republicans should learn. We have a bunch of Republicans, so-called Republicans, conservative Republicans. A lot of them are like Cuban and in Florida, and they're fake. They're Cuban assets. We're going to find out how penetrated we are. We know of at least 20 spies, Cuban Venezuelan spies in the government. At least one has been arrested. There's more to be arrested, so I'm not going to name. I'm sure there's more to be arrested. I can't live here if there's not. So he's got a good team, but he's got to go forward. He's getting tied up. I think he's letting people tie him up. He's got to go forward on Venezuela. Maybe give Maduro one last chance to get out. And I think that there's, and I believe it's public, that there's an offer he could leave with his entourage, with his money and everything. And all the cartel de Sol can go live out their days on a nice beach somewhere. It's just a question of whether they're smart enough to take it. I think they don't probably conceive of the power of a USS supercarrier. I was actually on the USS Carl Vinson. I know you talk about the Oklahoma bombing, Alex. Remember the Oklahoma bombing?
Yes.
I was on the USS Carl Vinson in the Pacific the day that happened. And that's an old-fashioned 60s, I think, 50s carrier. And that could take a country like Venezuela. What we have 15% of our firepower arranged against Venezuela. It's going to be, I don't know what they're even thinking of to try to pretend they're going to stand up against this. They have no chance.
When do you think Trump makes the move? I know he's trying to get Maduro just to leave.
I think his patience is running out, and I'll note a public fact that when he declared the other day Cartel del Solis, a narco-terrorist.
Trump, and him is the head of it. That's the green light.
You know what day that goes public? That one day that goes active? He actually gave there's a date that was not live yet. It goes live a certain day. Do you know what day? The 24th, Monday. Until Monday, everything's everything. On Monday, it becomes legal under U.S. law for Trump to take out just like it's a nation state, to take out cartel. That becomes active on Monday. Did you know that? That's post-dated. It's like a post-dated check.
I remember seeing it on the letter, but I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's Monday. So they actually have until Monday to get out. But on Monday, he can legally start bombing under U.S. law. And, you know, he can do all this stuff about declaring war after Vietnam that was settled. He can do things for 90 days, and then all he owes is an explanation. And this is going to be over in a lot shorter than 90 days. I'm in touch with a lot of people in Venezuela. They are definitely trying to set up an insurgency, a Saddam Hussein insurgency, but they're having problems. They're so penetrated. So many of the people, the cartel, things are on their side. They're no longer on their side. They're out of their mind if they think they can stand and fight.
And then how does that tie into Sheinbaum and the revolution in Mexico?
Well, Sheinbaum was placed by the Venezuelan cartel. She's another globalist. She was placed there. The Venezuelan cartel corrupted the elections of Colombia, of Mexico, the guy, there's a cartel figure. I think we walked through this video once. There's a cartel figure. When they started questioning the cartel election last July in Venezuela, there were a bunch of Latin American states that say we don't want to recognize it. A leading cartel figure went on the air and said, oh, you want to talk about our election? Let's talk about some other elections. Why don't you send me the election records from Colombia? Why don't you send me the election records from Brazil? Or how about the election records from Chicago? Or other, you know, he started naming these states. What he was saying was, I rigged all your elections for you, presidents. If you come down against me, against mine, I'm going to expose it. And now everybody just shut up like little lambs. But so he's rigged. We know he's rigged 72 elections. This cartel has rigged 72 countries' elections. Did I tell you that?
No, you're an expert on that. But looking at the Democrats saying they want civil war, saying that's their plan, what do you expect him to do? What else can they do now? And I want you to address the public.
Oh, they are.
Because I'm listening to you, but it's the weirdest thing. It's like Left Behind or something, like the Rapture thing. It's the weirdest thing. During the break, I was trying to, because for days I wanted to get you on Harrison. He wanted you on. Producers are great usually. I went out there. No one's out there. It's like, whoosh, I want to make sure aliens didn't just like just steal the whole building. No, like no one. There's no one out there. It's like other than like two people running the throne. I think like people got like beamed up or something, or they're in the parking lot smoking pot or something. But not. I mean, I've just got to make sure people are still here.
Okay.
I'm sitting there sending messages. There's no response. I mean, I think there's supposed to be a party on the roof or something. Maybe a strippers on the roof or something. I'm going to find out what's going on here. But just because I want to get you, a lot more to say on Harrison. Sure. He wanted you on, but all the king's horses, all the king's men. It's this weird thing about other shows, trying to put people on other shows. Everybody wants to go on other shows, and I just can't do it. So it's my pet peeve. I want to get you on Harrison today, but he can't talk to the producer to find out other people that are booked, so I can't book you on the time. But, okay. So I'm just airing this on air. Maybe they'll hear it out there. Maybe they're on a sailboat in the Caribbean somewhere. I don't know. But, Patrick, explain to them, because you're a really smart guy, what you think the Democrats are going to do, because they're so cornered.
They are cornered. Good for you. And they're only cornered because they listened to us, including you, Alex, 4 years ago and did not get violent. Can you imagine if we had gone violent, folks? They had all the power of the state to come down on us. We rope-a-doped, we ducked and weaved for 4 years. We got through it. Now we have the power and we have the Constitution. These guys are masters of gaslighting. They're just absolutely gaslighting you when they're coming out and saying, the stuff they're telling the military to normalize the idea of not obeying their constitutional and legal orders. So they're good. I think they're just going to keep doubling down. But something that's never happened before is a color revolution in a country that has 400 million guns. I don't think it's going to go well for them. They're not nearly as smart as they think they are. Remember, one of the Saul Alinsky techniques is always act like you have more power than you do. You know, when Trump won on November 4th, the thing for these people to do within government, I was told, the woke walk around within government, they just walked around giving each other knowing smiles and winks like, don't worry, we got a plan. We know what we're going to do. They thought something was going to happen and Trump wasn't even going to get sworn in. They still have been walking around all year like that. They think they have a plan. They think they're so smart. They're four flushers. They are four flushers. They need to be stood up for. And this is the time to do it. And I kind of rescind. I think they're moving towards violence. And we want to be always better than the other guy. Try to be two steps better than the other guy. But, I wish we could take questions here, Alex. I know I've been abandoned with your million viewers. Never done this before, I feel. Anyway, so, Epstein, it's funny how all these scandals are starting to work. You know, I will give you one thought. One thing we have to do as MAGA is there's a famous Oxford philosopher, Isaiah Berlin, who was a Russian Jewish guy who emigrated to London and was a philosopher for 100 years in England. And he said something funny. He defined an anti-Semite as someone who dislikes the Jews more than is absolutely necessary. As someone looks at and my concern with MAGA is they're starting to go after the Jews more than is absolutely necessary. There's a terrible group of them, the left-wing, the hardcore Bolsheviks, that not to say all Bolsheviks are Jewish, but left-wing, hardcore lefties, and they're terrible. They hate us. They, first of all, what I've learned over years of my life is they really hate Gentiles. I thought we were all in it together, trying to build something. It turns out the hardcore lefties hate Gentiles. They hate Christians. I was surprised they even were friends with me for all those years. It turns out they were trying to sort of suborn me into being woke with them. It's kind of surprising when looking back how they wore on their sleeve for me. I remember this professor saying to me once, I walked across the town square the other day. There was a nativity scene, so I had to bear that minor humiliation. And he said that because he was Jewish. So he was letting me know it kind of humiliates him to have to see a nativity. I thought, gee, that's strange. But looking back, I can think of about 20 things that got said to me over the years like that. And I realized, and that they hate us. And that's the mask came off on the woke, hardcore lefty Bolsheviks. The mask came off. You remember 6 years ago, all these articles that started about whiteness, eliminating whiteness, how whiteness is arable. We got to get rid of whiteness. You look, all those articles are left-wing Jewish intellectuals. But my point is, we have to remember MAGA shouldn't dislike them more than is absolutely necessary. There's wonderful Jewish people on our side. I look at the great, from Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand and so many of the great libertarian heroes have been Jewish. And within Israel, oddly enough, I know we're all being told to hate Netanyahu, and I'm not too involved, but Netanyahu's enemies that are trying to destroy him are our enemies, which makes
me... Well, I know this. I'll cover bad stuff Israel and their different groups do all day long. They're not off limits. When I try to cover Chi-Coms and the main gorilla in the room and post it on X or Rumble, half the comments are, why are you coming for Israel? So it's a fact that China is trying to take over Panama Canal and Venezuela and Mexico. And that's the official State Department statement. It's true. And I'm like, Sheinbaum, the Chi-Com globalist-backed climate scientist, is a fraud, and she's back in the cartels. She needs to be removed. The Mexicans want it, too. And half the comments are, why are you covering for Israel? And it's just like, okay, she's got a Jewish last name. The point is, there's other things other than this. It doesn't mean we don't cover Israel, but you can't be retarded
right.
And only be able to know about that and talk about it. It's a blinding effect.
You don't want to, exactly. You don't want to be obsessed with it. And remember, there's a lot on our side. And back on Mexico, Mexico's a failed state. I'll tell you another inside thing.
Well, you're an expert. Why don't you explain to people, though, how big a control China already has in the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah. China. I think that I've been told that a lot of our material from Afghanistan actually got packaged up through China and transshipped. And it was it's in Mexico, crated up. And it was waited. If Kamala Harris had won again, we were going to be under a lockdown with global pandemic, and we were going to have an army invading us and with our equipment. It was already. So Trump has to say it's a failed state. It does not deserve the respect of a normal state, and Trump should not pay any attention to what Sheinbaum has to say.
Hey, can you stay till take an hour break, get some lunch, and go with Harrison Smith at 4 p.m.?
I'd be honored.
Wonderful. Harrison is super excited about that. Can't wait for that to happen, Patrick. In other areas, because Trump does listen, what do you think Trump could be doing better right now?
Well, I give him a 95, and I've come to really appreciate him. I think he's got to get the wrong people off the bus. And I think he's got to, he knows the people around him that I trust. I would add Michael Flynn to that list. That he's trusting his apparatus too much, and his apparatus is still penetrated. And even if it's not penetrated, they're cowardly. They're afraid to act. They're afraid to do the...
Or they're not sophisticated.
Yeah.
You can't take some Southern District, New York Democrat prosecutor and put them in charge of geopolitical stuff. You have to have a love of that and study for decades and be smart to even understand it. Yeah. You can't just pick somebody off. Oh, let's just take a corporate lawyer and throw them in here.
Yes. And he does have it. Well, he's very transactional. And, it turns out that's what he's got his real estate transaction attorney, Steve Witkoff, as his guy. And it turns out there's a lot of transactions out there that could have been made. I think what he's doing in the Middle East, people aren't appreciating yet.
I agree. He's making a transaction.
We're not going to ever have to fight there again. If we can turn this over to an alliance of these states he's stitching together.
Have the Arabs run it.
It's genius.
And make it, I agree. The transactionalism is revolutionary in that. But it also becomes a blind spot when he has, I didn't mean Witkoff, I meant like, yeah, corporate lawyers deciding,
But Witkoff's good. But, he's not building any great... he's maybe a little too transactional. That means he misses some opportunities. But remember, Americans are losing sight of the main event to me. And I've been to Iran. I love the Iranian people. But Iran is like the fullback. It's the main fullback of China. China's too smart to come at us themselves. They have other players. Iran is the fullback of it all. And the main opponent of Iran is Israel. So, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. At this moment, the mullahs of Iran, along with China, are like our main enemies. It's like Italy and Mussolini and Hitler. And Israel's confronting them for us. So I would have preferred we not bomb. But boy, it seems like...
I thought it was dangerous, but it worked out so far. So let me ask you this in closing.
Educated again.
What happens with the Epstein thing? Because it's only exposing Democrats, but they think they can ignore it. But the independent media is bigger, so it's all coming out. So it's blowing up in their face. There's video. Hakeem Jeffries like, leave my congresswoman that worked with Epstein alone, that gave her questions to attack Trump. I mean, the head of Harvard being a Chinese spy, Larry Summers, it just goes on and on. They're in a lot of trouble.
I can tell you, everyone with any pull in the United States is trying to weigh in on this to keep it quiet, because what's really gone on is there are low-digit thousands of people who took part and either were filmed having sex with a kid or eating baby brains. And maybe they don't
literally baby brains.
Maybe they don't want to eat baby brains, but they're told you don't get your $100 million contract until... Remember what P. Diddy was doing with guys like LeBron. That same kind of stuff is going on. And the perps are royalty from across Europe, parliamentarians, diplomats from around the world, bankers, the world's elite, several thousand of them, I've been told, are actually on tape. And the big, by a knowledgeable insider, and the big hubbub is like, would the world melt down if we find out? It's not just Prince Andrew. It's all kinds of people know of the elites around the world.
We know a lot of weird medical stuff, sanguinating babies, injecting it. That's confirmed. Well, you say so they're literally eating baby brains.
Yeah. They do satanic stuff. They needed to be filmed. Even if they're really not Satans themselves, they got told that before you get this promotion in the EU to something or other, you're going to eat this bowl of baby brains. So there's that kind of satanic stuff, and there's that kind of,
And then Trump's like, that's what I've heard. He goes, this stuff's so horrible, bring everything down. And meanwhile, he's not involved. They've somehow roped him in. Then when he slow rolls it, they then double cross him and try to connect him to it with no evidence.
Yeah, everything, they are such demons. They don't have any of the sense of normal shame that a normal human would have. So essentially everything they say is gaslighting. Every accusation they make, if they're saying Trump is breaking the Constitution and you should disobey it, they're the ones who are breaking the Constitution.
Sure, they can't even tell the truth when it would serve them.
They don't even know how. They don't even know what the truth is anymore. They don't even know what the truth is anymore. The hardcore left does not even know what the truth is. It used to be that they knew, and they knew they were creating shadows on the walls. They're so mixed up, they don't even know the truth anymore.
Well, it's like Nygaard set up his own island where he would get women pregnant because it's better to have, I guess, a baby that's your genetics for stem cells than they suck all its blood and juices out and inject it in them. That's public.
Oh, my God.
So that's even worse than eating baby brains. You're killing your own baby, sucking its blood, and injecting it into yourself. I mean, Count Dracula blushes at that.
Even legally within this country. So abortion's never been a huge issue to me. I've never been pro-abortion, but I wasn't an absolutist either way. But, I mean, I've always thought a woman, anyway, I was Catholic, but here's the thing, though. They, in New York and California, they're pushing for laws, and they may have gotten there, where, like, babies can be born and around for about 30 days before the doctor and mother decide whether it's viable. Well, the reason is, if you abort a baby and you shred it, its parts are worth about $10,000. If you can have it born and keep it alive and part it out, like an old Chevy, it's worth about $500,000.
Exactly, and that's what the governor famously said in Virginia. He's like, we keep it alive, we get more money, and
they're animals. They're animals. These people are animals. These people are
But we keep it comfortable, though, don't worry. Because all the orders come in, and you have the day you actually sanguinate it. They sell all the bone marrow, the blood, the heart, the liver, everything.
It's like parting out an old Chevy, and it's worth
and
so
they
much
don't
more.
Tell the woman
that is still alive.
That she's paying thousands of dollars thinking, you know, he lost her baby, mainly poor women. Meanwhile, they got it on another wing, and they're getting ready to chop shop this baby.
Yep. And that's why it's so important to them to have laws that say it can be born and only after 10 days or 30 days, the viability is agreed.
Oh, they just leaked new video out of Australia and Canada where they're saying that. They go, don't worry, we can kill a baby a month later. Wow. Patrick Byrne, you're on at 4 p.m. in 1 hour. The War Room, more with Harrison Smith.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch. Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, buy now, and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.